My guest at this time is Dr. Tom Borelli, a longtime expert on energy issues and on the far too cozy relationship between government and corporations. He holds a degree in microbiology and a PhD in biochemistry. Those facts are important for this discussion because they give him a special insight into his latest column at Conservative Review, in which Dr. Borelli says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention badly needs restructuring after another lackluster response to a public health threat, in this case, the Zika virus. And Tom, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me.
Explain why you think the CDC was caught flat-footed with Zika and what the expectation should be with their anticipation of such a thing.
Well, what we need to look at is at the public statements of the CDC officials, and I'll quote, one of the CDC officials said, "Everything we look at this virus seems to be a bit scarier than we had initially thought." That's not the kind of quote you want from a government agency who's charged with protecting the citizens from infectious diseases. But sadly, the CDC has been suffering its own disease of mission creep. They've gotten into everything from salt, e-cigarettes, alcohol, guns, football injuries, you name it, they're doing it, but they forgot about one of the founding principles on which they were created, was to protect us from infectious diseases, and they took the eye off the ball. And now, tragically, over the summer, I think a lot of Americans are going to be at risk.
One of the things we heard after the initial outbreak in Latin America was that, well, those mosquitoes are different than in the United States. There might be some parts, like in the southeast, when it's particularly humid, that you might have a little bit of a threat. But for the most part, we're fine. And then the next thing you know, they're demanding $2 billion or else Congress is completely derelict on this issue. So what did they learn in the intervening time here?
They're learning that they did their own little assessment, and they have their own map of the United States of where this mosquito could actually migrate to, and it's reached 40 states, and primarily in the South, but, you know, 40 out of the 50, that's a pretty good percent of states that potentially this virus could be carried in these mosquitoes. And most adults would be safe. It's not a risk for most adults. However, for pregnant women who are infected with the Zika virus, there is a risk of this myocephaly, which is with babies being born with a birth defect of smaller skulls. And, you know, it's a tragedy when you see these horrific pictures coming out of Brazil and other parts of Central and South America of these pregnant women who have babies with this deformity.
Let's just say they effectively understood the threat at the beginning. What would have been then, and what would be now, an effective response to this, given that mosquitoes seem to be the primary vector here?
Well, first of all, they would have known that it would represent a public health risk if it did get to the United States. And then, kind of like Ebola, what you do is to make sure you can keep it contained and help Brazil out to keep the disease contained there, and you implement procedures and methodologies to contain the mosquitoes. But they didn't. And you know what's really ironic about this, Greg? About in 2008, the first case of Zika virus hit the United States when a scientist was doing experiments in Africa. He came back to the United States, to Denver, and he actually transmitted the virus to his wife through sex. So if you're the CDC, you should be looking at, gee, this is an exotic disease. Isn't this something we should be worried about? But unfortunately, the CDC is out there playing politics with guns, alcohol, and everything else, but it's what should be their primary mission.
So what would a restructuring look like?
You cut the budget and you have them focus on infectious diseases. They've gotten a little bit lazy, and once upon a time, we had really controlled infectious diseases, but now we're getting some of these exotic diseases from Africa just because of worldwide travel. And this is a focus that they really should be on, and something that they really just should be centrally determined to stop. But unfortunately, they get involved in politics. Congress gives them a lot of money and lets them get engaged in all sorts of issues that they don't belong in. They need to go back to their mission. The budget needs to be cut, so they focus on infectious diseases. And then there's another risk, too. A recent document came out that showed that the CDC sent a memo to their staff that some of these kids coming from over the border through Mexico are carrying tuberculosis. Now, here's another infectious disease that we used to have a handle on, and yet the CDC has its own little private emails warning its staff, but not the rest of the United States, about what's going on.
Tom, there may be some folks listening who will have the question of, should the government be in this arena at all? Is this something where we do need somewhat of a government presence, even if it's much smaller than it currently exists? Or is this something the private sector could adequately handle?
I think you do need a small federal organization that's looking at worldwide epidemics and worldwide trends. But you certainly don't need an agency. I think right now it gets about a $7 billion budget. We don't need that kind of money going into that institution, especially when they have such a record of failure. A small focus group only worried about infectious disease. If that's all they did, they'd be a lot better at it.
So if you're Congress, how do you start? It's obviously cleaning house, I would imagine, with the administrator and some of the other top brass there. But so we're looking at personnel and budget?
I'd be looking at both personnel and budget, and especially instead of getting into this habit for every emergency, just throw money, you ask them, okay, we're going to give you money, but you need to stop doing all these other areas that you're getting involved in. We need you to focus on one thing and one thing only and do it well, and then hold them accountable to that. The CDC should not be surprised about epidemics. First it was Ebola in 2014. Now in 2016 we have the Zika virus. Who knows what's next?
Tom, you can imagine that lawmakers could feel the pinch if they tried to make that move. If you get a response from the media and Democrats saying, look at you, you want to kill the safety of public health. You want to cut down on the research and the ability to spot these infectious diseases. Usually the liberal line is, if there's a problem, this department needs more money, not less. So how do you fight that PR war?
And that's how we got into this mess. By every issue, they keep throwing money at it to distract it from its core mission. I think we just have to explain, and Republicans and conservatives haven't been great at communications, but they should be out there saying, look, the CDC has failed to alert us about Ebola. They failed to warn us about Zika appropriately. So what we need to do is do a restructuring, just like you would in the private sector. If you have a product that's not selling well or it's failed, you end it, you make the company smaller, leaner, and focused on something. And there will be an advantage if there is an emergency that breaks out with the Zika virus. That's their opportunity to say, look, this organization needs to do better, and this is why we're not going to allow them to engage in gun research, alcohol research, or salt research. We want them focused on infectious disease.
Tom, we'll certainly be watching, especially as the weather keeps getting warmer and the mosquitoes come out. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tom Borelli is a longtime expert on energy issues and the relationship between government and corporations. His latest column at Conservative Review focuses on his call for the Centers for Disease Control to be restructured by Congress. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.